Welcome to Deeper Dive. I'm your host, Dawn, and today Joe can't make it, so he's traveling. So let's have prayer for Joe as he is traveling. Safe travels, Joe. This is your weekly podcast from Plantation SDA Church. Remember, you can always subscribe to the podcast as well as leave comments at 954-388-8780. And today we had a guest speaker from last week. And our guest speaker is from the conference, and I'll let him introduce all the different things that he does. His name is Pastor John Mills. Welcome, Pastor. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing okay. I feel privileged, of course, to be here. It was a tremendous privilege to be your speaker this last Sabbath. As far as what I do is concerned, I am associate director for general administration for Florida Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. And that means we oversee in our area there of general administration, we oversee six departments.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my immediate supervisor, if you will, is Conrad Duncan. He is the VP for general administration, and I am his associate. We also have Janet Montenegro, who is our ministry coordinator. In addition to what we do, she also is, in addition to coordinating ministries, she also is she does a lot of secretarial work as well. Okay. Kind of like an administrative assistant, in addition to being our ministry coordinator.
Awesome. All right. Okay. So before we get started talking about your sermon, I'm just going to have a short prayer and then we'll get right into it. Loving Father, we thank you so much for all that you continue to do for us. We thank you for the fact that you are an intentional God that is continually by our side, helping us in every way possible. We ask now, Lord, that as we go deeper into this sermon, that you'll give us the ideas and the questions that are important so that we can be able to spread your love and your mercy and your grace to everyone that listens is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay.
Amen.
Fine momentum. Is that something that you came up with, the title, or is that something that you were given as a theme?
Yeah, actually, that's a title that I came up with in my preparations, my studies for this message. And then off of that, I also created the theme. So I don't remember the exact words of the theme right now, but the theme had to do with the fact that divine momentum defines destinies, you know. So it's within that framework of destinies,
right?
That the divine momentum operates.
Okay, so you chose John 14:19-24. Very involved passage. What was your purpose for choosing that one when talking about divine momentum?
Yeah, when I looked at John 14, 19-23, the whole chapter of John 14 itself, I saw the Godhead operating within that passage, right? And I saw the Godhead operating within the chapter itself, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. In verses 19, you know, the preaching portion through 24, and let me add this, not only the Godhead, but also the Godhead in relationship to the believer.
Okay.
Right? So I saw those four entities working, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and the believer, right? Mm-hmm. And so the word momentum came to mind in a manner of speaking, connecting specifically with the mission, God's mission of portraying his love to this world in the person of his son, Jesus Christ. And of course, when Jesus Christ left, the Spirit came. And further down in the chapter and in chapter 16 also, he talks about the coming of the Holy Spirit. And there's a portion in the sermon where I said that, you know, from the time of throughout salvation history, from creation through God's operating in the lives of his people, especially as is recorded in the Bible. So we have creation, we have the entrance of sin, we have God operating in the lives of his people, we have redemption, and Jesus' acts in the redemptive work and the redemptive process, and his resurrection and ascension, and the coming of the Holy Spirit. So you can see a momentum taking place, right? A momentum being
a process.
Yes, right? And it is our responsibility, or that now that Jesus is gone, has been resurrected and ascended, and the Spirit is here, it is our responsibility to remain, by the grace of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, within the flow of that momentum.
There was something very interesting that you said at the beginning of your sermon, where divinity works in and through humanity to accomplish the mission. What do you mean by that? How would you describe that?
Right, and it is a privilege. It is a beautiful thing. It is it's a very powerful. I think I describe it as a beautiful transaction, something like that. So as we submit, the more we submit to the Spirit of God in this, if you will, line, this portion of the momentum, as the more we submit, the more we commit our lives to God's process, God's momentum, the more the Spirit of God will fill our hearts and work in us to change our lives, to transform our lives, and giving us the motivation, the push, the emphasis, the impetus, the power to be witnesses for him. And so he works in and through us to accomplish the mission, right?
So how do we break this down practically? We go to church. As Christians, we can see it clearly because we tend to study. If we're studying our Bible and we're understanding the concept of we have a mission that God has given us, that's wonderful. But how can we explain that to, say, for example, a new believer coming in?
Right. So the word the most important word that describes, if you will, explains the mission, that is, it's not synonymous with the word mission, but it gives hands and feet and voice and clarity to mission, right? And that word is love, right? The love of God, as it is displayed in the life of the believer, that is attractive.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that is attractive, and it is empowering for the person who is so engaged, right? And for the new believer, touching the heart of your question now, when the new believer or a person who is not a believer yet comes in contact with that love, it is hard for that person to rebuff that kind of love, because that kind of love is accepting. That kind of love is gracious, graceful, grace-oriented. That kind of love is, it accepts you wherever you are, on what level of life you find yourself. And it's that kind of love says to you, come and taste and see that the Lord is good.
Amen. How can we as Christians in the church, say we've been in the church for years, be fully, authentically rooted and grounded in this divine momentum? How can we do that?
So there's a passage in the Bible, John 8, I believe it's 32. If I have a moment here, I could find it. John chapter 8. I believe it's 32.
You shall know the truth, yeah. And the truth shall set you free.
And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. For the believer, and for anybody who comes to God, anybody for that matter who comes to God, truth is not just who Jesus is. You know, when that text is really pointing to, you know, the whole compendium of truth in the Word of God, but in particular, the truth, who Jesus is, because the Bible describes him as the way, the truth, and the life. But truth here, you shall know the truth. Truth here is also yourself. Understanding who you are within the scope of a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so God wants us to know, to open ourselves to him, so that that critical work of transformation can take place. God is more interested in who you are than what you do. And so the power of his love, so when we open up ourselves, David said, oh Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. When we go on the journey, when we get ourselves in the divine momentum of this life that transforming love of God. What the love of God does is transform our inside. It transforms us from the inside out, right? And this is how the child of God receive the grace of God to be able to live how God wants him or her to live.
So I suppose my question is practically speaking, we live in a world that's very, we have a lot of distractions.
Right.
A lot of things that are going to pull us away from serving God. We have a lot of responsibilities in our lives that just, you know, it just takes us away from the dedicated study of God's word, the dedicated worship of our Father. So how can we, in this day and age, 2024, really keep fully focused and know that, you know what, we don't need anything else. We just need to keep focused on Jesus. How do we do that?
Right. You know, that's not easy. And and as you rightly, you know, couch the question within the context of the busyness of today's world, today's life, it is not easy. But whenever individuals ask me this question, I get this question asked a lot. This is my response. No time with God is insignificant. No time with God is menial, right? And especially if you are concentrating on quality as opposed to quantity. You see, if quality is in place, quantity will follow suit. You see? So 5 minutes with God is better than no minutes at all. You see? So I encourage people to do what you can and improve on that as the times go by, as the days go by, as the weeks go by, as the months go by. This is where, though, we have to make intentional choices and intentional decisions, because if you don't, the world will have you wrapped around its tiny little finger. So you have to be intentional and start somewhere. Start with 2 minutes, start and increase it to 5 minutes, but concentrate on quality of time, and quantity will come. Quantity will follow suit. Yeah.
So my question now to you would be, do I sell that to the younger generation too?
Oh, absolutely.
Is that something, do you think that they would understand the concept of doing that?
I believe they will. The issue of relationship and relationship building is critical for this, you know, for the younger generation. They understand that perfectly, because that is the thing that they're seeking after most. Relationship with somebody who is better person for that than Jesus, right? So you make the decision to carve out a particular time of day which is best suited for you, you know, and you start with that and continue with that process by the grace of God. Spiritual growth takes more than just talk or listening to a certain kind of music every now and then. Spiritual growth takes intentional effort. Making goes intentional choices. And so I would sell it to the younger generation in the very same way.
Okay. So what kind of steps do you think we can take now to ensure that we continue the momentum in our lives?
Right. The first thing is to understand that with or without you, the momentum is going to continue. Mm. The momentum is going to be, it's there. It is God's. It is moving toward the second coming. I brought out this point in my sermon. It's moving toward the second coming of Jesus. So the momentum is there. So number one is to recognize that this is God's train and it's moving along, right? Secondly, is to have an attitude of surrender. Surrendering your will, surrendering your way to Jesus. And how you do that, right, is you pray that, Lord, I don't know how to do this. I am asking for the guidance of your Holy Spirit. But I see, I learned from your word, I hear from pastors' sermons that surrender is the way. So through your Holy Spirit, help me to surrender my will and my way to you. So that's the second thing. And when you say that, before I say the third thing, when you pray like that, also ask him to correct your motives. You see? When you pray like that, the Spirit of God has nothing. The Spirit of God cannot help himself but to fill your heart. You see? And work with you and walk with you and encourage you and counsel you. And thirdly, you do that. You make the choice. You carve out the time to do that on a daily basis. Add the word of God in that process, reading a verse here and there, reading a chapter here and there, reading a book that helps you in your spiritual growth and development, right? So those three main steps. And you will see, not only will that help you to remain in the flow of God's momentum, but you will grow. You will grow. And eventually, you will be able to help somebody grow also.
Amen. So this is like a means of evangelism almost. A way to others.
Yes. You remember we started out talking about mission, and we end, you know, I don't know if we're ending now, but we're coming back to mission.
Again.
Right. You're coming back to mission. And that's what it is all about, accomplishing God's mission in this world. That's what the divine momentum is about. And when it is all said and done, we're going to see Jesus coming in the clouds of glory to take us home and to take those whom we've led to Christ home with him also.
Amen. Wow. That's amazing, Pastor. The thought of the mission coming full circle and ending up with this amazing time that we would have to be able to spend with Christ is something that, you know, we need to really tap into the divine momentum and follow the steps as you indicated, so that we'd be able to Just be ready, basically.
Just be ready and never forget, never forget. God is more interested in who you are than what you do. You see, and when you get into the flow of this momentum, it changes your life. That's what he's about. And as your life is changed, your light shines for others to be attracted to the love of God also.
All right, so thank you so much, Pastor, for enlightening us about the divine momentum. It was an awesome sermon. Awesome sermon. Made me think on it and chew for the rest of the week, which is very important. Okay, so as we end now, can you lead us in a word of prayer as we
Absolutely. It was my pleasure to be with you guys.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for inviting us to be in the flow of this divine momentum. As we decide to walk with you, to ride with you, come into our hearts, renew us from within, make us into who you want us to be, and let our light shine to others so that they too can be led to the joy of your salvation, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And just to all our listeners, just to remember, you can always subscribe to Deeper Dive Podcast for Plantation SDA Church. And you can also leave your comments at 954-388-8780. And thank you so much for listening. And tune in next week when we'll have another sermon to go deeper into. Thank you and bye.